Halach is that Bizman Talmud, one has a certain window of opportunity, defined Zman, in which he could be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Hadlaka. Anybody know until when? Okay, that was easy one. Asher Tichla Regel Manashuk. When people are no longer walking outside, then you can no longer be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Hadlaka. Today, times have changed, and we don't have to worry so much about that Zman, Asher Tichla Regel Manashuk. And the reason is because there was a shift. Who we want to be mefarsem the neis to? Who is the target audience? Bizman HaTalmud, the target audience was the people walking outside. Today, the target population instead is the B'nai Bayis, your own household. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that there is no Zman of Atishat Tichla Regula Manashuk. You could be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Adlaka Kol Alayla. Because the Shulchan Aruch had dormitory Talmidim in mind. And they know that dormitory Talmidim, there is no Zman. Shena. You're up all night. So therefore the Halacha is that there is no specific time in which the Mitzvah Hadlaka must be performed at night, but it can be done all night. But must there be a target audience? Let's say father comes home, he's an attorney, he returns 1 o'clock in the morning from work. Everyone's sleeping, his wife is sleeping, his kids are sleeping. He didn't yet light Chanukah. The Ika Pirsum HaNeis Bizman HaZeh is for the B'nai Bayis. Should he wake up his wife? Usually not recommended. How about his children? Should he wake up his children? So there would be people who witness the Hadlaka of Neiris Chanukah. The Magen Avraham in Tuf Reish Ayin Beis Paskins that one must wake up members of his household, so that there will be a kiyum, there will be a fulfillment of Pirsum HaNeis. The Ika Pirsum HaNeis is Acherim, B'nai Beiso. Let's say you can't wake up your teenage son. Nobody is up. So the Magen Avraham says that you light without a bracha. In other words, that the Pirsum HaNeis holds hostage the mitzvah of Adlokas Ner Chanukah. And without Pirsum HaNeis, without an audience, one is not Mekayim the mitzvah. We light it regardless, but there's no bracha that is recited. And the Mishnah Berurah in Tof Reish Ayin Beis quotes the Magen Avraham L'Halacha that one should wake up the members of the household in order to Mekayim the mitzvah of Adlokah B'Shleim Musa with the bracha, and if not, one does not say bracha. This is also true, according to the Magen Avraham, for a single man who's living alone. According to the Magen Avraham, unless he invites a chaver over to see the Adlokah, he is unable to light Neiris Chanukah with the bracha. If a single fellow, that's Alok L'maisa, who's living alone, according to the Mishnah Berurah, he should not light with a bracha. However, the Chofetz Chaim in Shaar Tzion quotes poskim who reject the Magen Avraham, specifically the Chemed Moshe. The Chemed Moshe paskins, you should wake up your children in order for them to witness the Hadlaka of Neiris Chanukah. But b'di'eved, if there's nobody there, nonetheless, you can light with a bracha. And the Chemin Moshe quotes the Shilte Gibarim, who quotes from the Riaz, that if one lights Bizman HaTalmud outside, but there's no Yidin around, nevertheless one lights with a bracha, mashma, that Pirsum HaNeis is not ma'akev, the mitzvah of Hadlaka. And therefore, Bizman HaZeh also,
where the Havlok has been befinim, the Pirsum HaNeis is not ma'akiv the Iker Kima Mitzvah.
L'chara, the Shita of the Chemin Moshe, that Pirsum HaNeis is not ma'akiv the Iker Mitzvah, is difficult in light of the halacha which I quoted at the beginning of this year. For the Gemara Shabbos itself, that the Zman Hadlaka is Asha Tichla Regel Min Ashuk. And the Rosh and other Rishonim Paskin, that after the Zman, one is no longer Yosei the Mitzvah of Hadlaka. So there's a clear-cut proof of the Gemara itself, that the Mitzvah of Hadlaka is Mitla Toloi on Pirsum HaNeis. What's the difference? The Zman HaTalmud, Pirsum HaNeis is Asha Tichla Regel Min Ashuk. Beyond that point, there is no mitzvah adlaka. Well, bizman hazeh, the analogy is that Pirsum HaNeis is kol zman shebeis b'nei beisel me'urim. When they're all yeshenim, there should be no kiyum of adlaka's nechanuk. This is a question that Rav Moshe Feinstein in Negus Moshe and Chelak Dalet Simen Kufhei deals with. And Rav Moshe defends the Chemin Moshe. And he argues the following. Bizman Agmara, they established a certain specific Zman for Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. What is that Zman based on? It's based on the time which is fit for Pirsum HaNeis. But nonetheless, they shtel the vek a zman, and after that zman, over zmano. It's no longer the time which is mukhshar for Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. It's not pshat that you need Pirsum HaNeis before El. But rather, Pirsum HaNeis is koveya the zman of Hadlokah. And after the zman Hadlokah, vashteitzach, what is that Yosei the Mitzvah? Mashein came, b'zman hazeh, where the Pirsum HaNeis has shifted to Bivifnim, so there is no Zman, as I mentioned. It's called Alayla, Mechaba Paskin. Novos, you need Pirsum HaNeis before El. There has to be Lamaisa Pirsum HaNeis. People have to witness the Halokah of the Chanukah Licht. That's Lechatchila, but not B'diyavet. That's that Rav Moshe is Mechalik between the Sheet of the Chemin Moshe Bizman hazeh, that the halok is kol halayla, and you yotzei even if there is no members of the household who observe the Chanukah. Mashen kein, bizman haTalmud, there is a zman which is based on Pirsum HaNeis, but not that the actual Pirsum HaNeis is ma'akiv the kima mitzvah. But then Rav Moshe Feinstein in Sein Tshuva turns his attention to the Magen Avraham. He defended the Chemin Moshe, and now he's ready to pounce on the Magen Avraham. And in fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein rejects the Magen Avraham. He says the Shita of the Magen Avraham is Tamua. Why is there a Shverkeit in the Magen Avraham? In fact, Rav Moshe from the Gemara Megillah and Daf Hei Amud Aleph. You know, Pirsum HaNeis is not the exclusive domain of Neiris Chanukah. Pirsum HaNeis is also central to the mitzvah Mikra Megillah. The Gemara tells us in Megillah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Megillah is mitzvah Pirsum HaNeis and mitzvah Kriya. Pirsum HaNeis is integral to the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. But nevertheless, there's a machlokas Rav and Rav Asi and Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Megillah Bizmana, Yud Dalet Adar. Are you Yosef reading the Mikvias of Megillah B'Yechidus? Omar Rav, Megillah Bizmana, Koronos Afilu B'Yochid. Shalom Bizmana Basar. We pass him like Rav. That means that even though Mikvias of Megillah is also based on Pirsum HaNeis, but with the Evet, if there is no Pirsum HaNeis, you're alone. You have a Megillah, but nobody else in the room. Nevertheless, Yotzei the Mitzvah. Fact Rav Moshe, what is the difference between Mikra Megillah and Neres Chanukah. We have two prototypes of the mitzvah that is based on Pirsum Anes. Pirsum Megillah B'di'evet Yosef B'yochid. Why should the Magen Avraham insist that Neres Chanukah require an audience? B'di'evet B'yochid should also be kosher. Even Rav Asi, who says that Megillah B'zman Boy Asara Zot Rashi, that's only L'chatchila. But B'di'evet, even Rav Asi is more than Yotei B'yochid. So what's the difference? And therefore, Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, in Siman Kufhei, rejects the Psak of the Magen. So my job tonight, in the remaining 15 minutes that I have here, before the music starts, is to defend the honor of the Magen Avraham. And I think it's a very easy assignment, because the Rambam already took care of it. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam in Perek Gimel from Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah defines the mitzvah of Halakas Nechanukah. Zok the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. Because of the nates of the Pach Shemen, Now, those who are familiar with the Rambam know that the Rambam is writing Mishnah Torah not to tell us the underpinnings of the halacha, the taimei mitzvahs, or the chinuch formulates mishorshei mitzvah. The Rambam's Mishnah Torah is a sefer halacha. And when the Rambam says laharos ulegalos hanes, he's not giving us the reason for the takon of Neres Chanukah. But rather, when the Rambam includes laharos ulegalos hanes, is defining the chetzah shel mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. The chetz of the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, zok the Rambam, is laharos ulegalos hanes. It's not simply the reason for the takana. It's not the why. It's the what. It defines the essence of the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. Interesting is that in Hilchos Megillah, the Rambam never mentions explicitly the concept of Pirsum Anes. There are halachas that are based on Pirsum Anes. HaKorah Megillah Ben Aksubim, Lo Yotza. But the words, the concept of Laharos of Lagalos Anes is glaringly absent from the pages of Mishnah Torah with respect to Mikra Megillah. And from the Rambam, it would appear that there is, in fact, a fundamental distinction between Mikra Megillah and Neres Chanukah. Whereas Mikra Megillah, there is a kiyum of Pirsum Anes. But the chefs of the mitzvah is not a chefsish of Pirsum Anes. And therefore, as the Gemara says, Yikorei B'yochid Yiyotze. Masha'inke, Neres Chanukah. The chefsa of the mitzvah is a chefsa of Pirsum Anes, laharos ulegalos hanes. And the melos move on hative, the psak of the Magen Avraham, that if there is no Pirsum Anes, there are no achirim that are watching my havlaka, I'm not yotze the mitzvah. Parenthetically, maybe halacha, so that the Yudin is not here, right? I spoke about last year that the din of mochek suso, because of Pirsum Anes, the Rambam only mentions Lagabi Neres Chanukah, not Lagabi Mikra Megillah. You don't have a Megillah, the Rambam doesn't say that. You have to sell your wardrobe in order to mekayim the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Even though it's also Pirsum Anes. But the Pirsum Anes and Mikra Megillah is peripheral. Pirsum Anes and Neres Chanukah goes to the core of the mitzvah. And therefore, there's Alocha Yeti Mochik Suso to mekayim such a choshev inyan. That's the sheet of the Magen Avraham. You can't ask from the Gemara and Megillah and Daf Hey. The Gemara and Megillah speaks about Mikra Megillah. Maybe it's Chanukah is different. Why is Neres Chanukah different? Both Mikra Megillah and Neres Chanukah are projected to convey Pirus of Anes. L'chara of Moshe is correct. I made a diuk from the Rambam that in fact there is a chiluk. But what is the basis to distinguish between Mikra Megillah and Neres Chanukah? Why should Neres Chanukah require Pirus of Anes L'achayrim as opposed to Mikra Megillah, which we're content with reading it even B'yechidus? Gemara in Shabbos tells us about the Neir Bar Ravi in the Migdash. The Neir Bar Ravi very often remained illuminated and did not extinguish. And the Gemara tells us in Chav Beis Amud Beis that the fact that Neir Bar Ravi will cover Eidus Hu L'Boy Olam is an Eidus. It's testimony to Boy Olam. Shashchina Shore B'Yisrael. Zok the Pnei Yoshua in Chof Aleph and Beis and Shabbos. He says that was also the same message at the time of Chanukah. The Neiris Chanukah Lokova. It was an Eidus to Boy Olam that despite our troubles, despite the attempts of the Yevonim, the Ribbono Shel Olam was machzir Shechina to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated his chiba, his love to Klal Yisrael. And as the Pnei Yoshua writes, it's an Eidus to Boy Olam, the same message that is conveyed by the name Aravi Lokava, Hu Adin, the Neiris Chanukah Lokavu. Is an Eidus to the Boy Olam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ava to Klal Yisrael. Shelo Zozo HaShechina. Rashi writes, Chol Zman Shehayu Yisrael Chavivin HaYadol LeKol HaYom. Behind the way do so. It's an Eidus of the Chavivus that Ribbono Shalom has for Klal Yisrael. And that's the Eidus, says the Pnei Yoshua, inherent in Neiris Chanukah. And when we light Neiris Chanukah, we are re-expressing that Eidus. We are reaffirming the Eidus that the Ribbono Shel Olam Shoresh Shechina in Klal Yisrael. In fact, the Ran writes that Neiris Chanukah is also Ba'anah because they represent the Neiris of the Mikdash. Sometimes Zichron Dvarim. The Eidus of Neiris Chanukah, Zman HaChashmonoim, is replayed, renewed, reaffirmed when we light the Neiris Chanukah. You know, there's a very basic halacha in Eidus. Eidus, there's an aspect of Haggadah Eidus, but there's also Kabbalah Eidus. Eidus, which is not communicated to others, to Dayanim, is not called an Eidus. Eidus is only significant if there is a Kabbalah of the Eidus. Neiris Chanukah, B'Ikar Yisodo, is an Eidus, Shashchina Shore B'Yisrael. It only has that dimension of Eidus as if there is Kabbalah's Eidus. If people see it, I'm giving the Eidus. I'm re-establishing the Eidus by lighting the Neiris Chanukah. The Hadlaka is the Haggadah Eidus. But the witnessing of the Hadlaka is the Kabbalah Eidus. And that's why in Dafka, in Neiris Chanukah, Zokt Magen Avraham, there has to be Acherim who see the Hadlaka. And that's Ma'akev Dika Mitzvah. Take it one step further. Rashi points out that the fact that the name Ravi Lokova is Eidus to the Ava, the love that the Ribbono Shel Olam has for Klal Yisrael. And then Yeshua says, that is the same message in Erev Chanukah. The Ava that the Ribbono Shalom has. When the Ribbono Shalom shows the Ava that he has to us, how do we respond? With a passive acceptance? With a smile? Or do we respond with our own expression of Ava to the Ribbono Shalom? We reciprocate that love. Ava, by its very nature, has to be mutual. It has to be reciprocal. Otherwise, it's not Ava. In fact, the Rambam uses a lashon of Chaviva. Rashi, we saw it regarding the name Rabbi the Pnei Yeshua, regarding the Neis of Neis Chanukah. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Chanukah, and this lashon is only found Nogei and Neiris Chanukah. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Yad Ma'od. The Mitzvah Chaviva to us. You know why? Because through the Neiris of Chanukah, we acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chavivus to us. And in the Havlaka, we respond, we reciprocate with the Chavivus. And that's why Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, the Rambam uses the same lashon. Mitzvah Chanukah Chaviva Yad Ma'od. The Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvahs that Avas Hashem cannot be managed, cannot be limited to one's own relationship to the Eibishter. If one really loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one wants to share that love with others. One wants to engulf others in the same spirit, in the same yachas to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lahavdil, the Rambam says, if you love something, you want to share, you want to show it to others. Our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be simply a selfish expression, but our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one in which we want to be makari of others, and this is epitomized, says the Rambam, by Avram Avinu. Zera Avram Avai. Avram Avinu was the quintessential Ohev of Hashem. And that's why Avram Avinu was Bekari of others, because he wanted to spread Avas Hashem. Ner Chanukah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed his love to us. On Ner Chanukah, we reciprocate that love. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah Chaviv Yamod. And how do we demonstrate that love? We want to spread, we want to share that Ava with others. We want to include others in the performance of Neiris Chanukah. We want to be mefarsim, the Neis L'Acherim. We want to laharos u'legalos aneis. That becomes a critical component of the Ikar HaMitzvah of Neiris Chanukah. And therefore, Dafka Neiris Chanukah, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, there has to be pirsum aneis l'acherim. It's not an individual mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that needs acherim. It needs the onlookers. It needs the audience. You're the mashpia, and there has to be the mushpoyim. You have to teach others about the lessons of Avas Hashem. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says, dafka by Neiris Chanukah, not by Mikra Megillah, but dafka by Mikra. By Neiris Chanukah, one has to be madlik bifnei acherim in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Lokka and to recite the Neiris Chanukah with a bracha. May we all be zocher to the Avas Hashem b'shleimusa, v'bias gol sedek, v'mei rabbi amen.